from Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Excited to be with you here from Indianapolis, site of Super Bowl 46 on Radio Row. Day number two from Radio Row for this show, and it was quite a day today. Media day, it's always an event over at the site stadium for the Super Bowl, in this case, Lucas Oil Stadium. A little different this year, very different this year. What the NFL did was sell seats to the event, and this is kind of interesting. I thought it was basically like, you know, having people come and watch. I'm trying to think of something bizarre that you could bizarre behavior that you could watch and pay to see. I'm not sure what I would equate it to, but bizarre in the sense that people wearing some outrageous costumes down on the field who were posing as reporters, carrying microphones, some representing different talk shows, entertainment shows, not necessarily sports related, and the usual gamut. I mean, media day has been become a legendary thing in Super Bowl history, and we've written about it, mentioned it in books through the years, pieces that I've written through the years about the league, about the various things. MTV used to have a strong presence there with their personalities when it was a big deal. They have, like, I don't know, those of you, I'm going to really date myself here, Downtown Julie Brown. So she showed up for some Super Bowls back in the early 90s and asked players to, like, pick her up and cradle her, and they obliged. There have been marriage proposals. There have been just oddball stuff. Mexico, TV Azteca, Mexican television here, and various personalities from that. I think that's the right word, personalities, showing a lot of personality while they're at the event. So it's been very interesting, to say the least, to see this, to see and watch this. And it's been broadcast by NFL Network, but this year the NFL, for $25 a crack, invited the public in and had about 7,500 seats in this. Now, you know, you're picturing Lucas Oil Stadium, many more seats than 7,500 in there. But remember, the event happens on one side of the stadium, basically one sideline of the stadium. So that was the side where the folks were sitting who bought their tickets. And then they had little radio headsets that were dialed in to the news conferences so the folks could hear what was being said, the question and answer period. So I thought that was kind of fun. Big, big show for you. Chris Berman from ESPN will be with us. We're going to actually use the sound that we've got from Media Day for Chris Berman. Julian Edelman, you'll know that name from Kent State and, of course, the New England Patriots. Big-time utility guy as a receiver, plays some defensive back, helps out on special teams. Very valuable guy to that team. Don Banks of Sports Illustrated, getting more media perspective on Media Day. Chase Blackburn from Akron University, of course. This is a guy who has become a starter for the Giants, went from basically on the couch, went from looking for work, thinking about going into teaching, and just before that happened, got a call from the Giants. John Clayton also with us from ESPN. So you're going to hear from some big-time media heavyweights and a couple of guys with local connections on this show tonight. We take your questions, driven by Liberty Ford, via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Lee via Facebook throws out a couple of thoughts. He says, RG3 is a good quarterback, and I can only see him getting better. Unfortunately, he just wouldn't fit our team and our players. He said he needs to go somewhere that he can do well. He suggested Jacksonville because size does matter. Smaller built than a Colt McCoy, and you see that what Harrison, James Harrison did to McCoy. To play in this division, you have to be big, tough, can take a lot of abuse. I like your perspective, Lee, on the division and size being, you know, being a bigger, more substantial guy taking the hard hits. I think big guys can get hurt, too, when they're taking hard hits. RG3, again, he is not right from a height standpoint, doesn't measure as much, all that much taller than a McCoy, and he's fast. But and he's really fast, and that can help him with escapability, getting away from some of these rushers. But I watched tape on him where I've seen him run and get chased down and take the hits. He took a lot of hits behind that Baylor offensive line. Didn't give him very much in the way of protection this past year. Steven via Facebook, get a wide receiver as a deep threat, some O-linemen to protect our quarterback, and another receiver in the third round, and we'll be fine. I love this. He's got it all. And not only does he say we'll be fine, I promise. So here's my thought. I do think the deep threat makes sense, although deep threat has to also have size to deal with what the West Coast is. A lot of those horizontal patterns that take you into traffic, that take you into hitting. All linemen, absolutely a need to protect the QB. And you want another receiver. I don't know that I want to take two receivers out of my first three picks, and I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. Somewhere along there, there might be a running back that comes into play in maybe that third round choice, possibly. That's just a thought here. The need is definitely offense, and your ideas are good ones, Stephen, and I appreciate the fact that you weighed in with that via Facebook. Okay, so I had a chance to talk with the big guy, the boomer, Chris Berman, and note this about Chris. We've known each other a long, long time, going back to the early days of ESPN. And he knows me also especially as a guy who spent a lot of time around the Buffalo Bills, covered that team for 18 years for the Buffalo News. You know his affinity for the Bills. He's Mr. Bill. I mean, he adopted them. Now, he has no connection with Buffalo other than the team. And he's a guy who, you know, grew up, spent his time in the New England and Brown University, and lives in Connecticut and ESPN. But the Bills are his team, his adopted team. So he sees me showing up with a Cleveland Browns daily microphone to talk with him at Media Day. And I know he knew I'd taken this gig, but he still had to take a shot. Take a listen to this.
Cleveland Browns
daily is the show.
What's up with that?
It's the new gig.
Near Buffalo?
Not too far away. It's just up the 90.
Love the Browns. Mike Holmgren, Coach Shermer, quarterback coach Mark Whipple, Dick Geron, new offensive coordinator Brad Childress, Ray Rhodes, Dwayne Board. I know the whole staff. I probably left a couple out.
And your thoughts then in general, because a four-win season was rough, but adding Brad Childress, another draft. They had a couple of good ones. They added some defensive players the last couple of years. What do you see ahead for this team?
Well, everybody knows you see it. They need offensive help. That's not the Colt isn't a good player. It's just you could see in August there's not any. Once Hillis went wherever he went, to quote Bill Parcells, not about Hillis, but off the reservation, whatever the hell he did or didn't do, but whatever, the end result was they have nothing to base the offense on because they're wide-out threats and all big play capability, not a lot. Now he can't run, even though you got Joe Thomas, one of the best. They had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, not to be cute. So in a division with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, who all made it. So, now their defense played, was a top 10 defense, right, Vic?
Yes, it was.
So, can't ask much more, but you got to have some capability. So, I'm sure they'll address it in the draft. Coach Holmgren and everybody in that building didn't forget football. Just can't get it all done at once.
This matchup, Super Bowl 46, about as good as it could be scripted, right? I mean, the great storylines. The Patriots, looking as much as they struggled to win that AFC championship or counted on good fortune, whatever it might be, what kind of team do you think they are coming into this game?
I think both the Patriots and the Giants, Vic, are better than, if you analyze regular season stuff, which is always dangerous, but the Patriots give up all these yards. But the Giants rank 32 in running the ball. Well, neither are true. Now, is this New England defense going to make us forget the steel curtain with Joe Green? Doubtful. But the job they did on the running game of Baltimore actually was one of the big parts of that game. I was surprised. They never broke one. Never. Thought they would. I don't mean 80 yards, even 20. Never broke one. Big part of why they won. In addition to the field goal miss, the ball wasn't held on to by poor Lee Evans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're a resilient team that somehow makes a turnover at the right time, and they have won 10 in a row. I mean, so they're better than what they look like. The Giants are certainly better than, you know, they lost to Washington in week 15. I picked them as a swami. I was annoyed. I looked in the camera and said, well, I'm not going to get fooled by this team. Duh. I was fooled. They're great, and I didn't pick them again. So these teams are much different than they were even in December. Much different.
How big is it for Eli Manning if he could win a second Super Bowl
to just move into that really upper tier. He's an upper tier, but upper.
Well, he gets to elbow Peyton at the family dinner table and say, yunk, yunk, yunk. Okay, older brother, you've been nailing me my whole life. My turn. I think it's bigger than anything. He has family bragging rights. How about that?
And for Tom Coughlin as well, the guy who's always on the brink.
Well, Tom has set the record for most times being fired without ever being fired. It's a record that'll never be broken. And now in the last few weeks, I've read, well, if he wins, is he in the Hall of Fame? 7 weeks ago, he should be fired. What a game we cover. Tom Coughlin's a wonderful man who stands for old-time football, which last time I checked, this front four of them, I understand they rotate guys in. I understand that. It's like the football we remember. Steel Curtain. The fearsome foursome, the purple people eaters, the doomsday team. This front four gets pressure by itself. Old school football still works. It's nice to see.
Last thing, what are you expecting just in terms of the game? Is it their defense, obviously you make that statement, it sounds like you would expect them to be able to keep maybe things in check, especially if Rob Gronkowski is not fully healthy. Close, competitive, tight, right to the wire. What do we think?
Well, every Patriots Super Bowl, as you know, has been decided by 3 points. Not the Bears, I mean, but of the modern era, Belichick era. So we know it's 3 points one way or the other, okay? We got that down already. Don't even need to look it up. Expect a game in the mid to upper 20s, not the 30s. Although, you know, they were scoreless in the regular season at the half, weren't they? So, you analyze it, and then you play the game. The beauty is we have 60 shows analyzing the game, and then in 60 minutes we realize, well, that was nice, but that had nothing to do with it. So, I think close. I think Tom Brady's going to have something special. I don't mean some play where he runs 90 yards, but I think he's going to be great. I think Eli's going to be great. It'll be how they adjust to half a Gronkowski or worse, but they'll adjust. They're ready. 3-point game, one or the other, but still picking Buffalo. Sticking with the Bills. It's good. We're going to get it right 1 year, darn it.
At some point. The people in Cleveland, though, appreciate the fact that you visited with them a little bit.
We like the Browns. They're coming. Be patient with Coach Shermer and his staff and the players. And Coach Holmgren, I've always had faith. And Cleveland deserves a good football team. Your fans are so good. And they're ready. It's just they've had to be patient.
Thank you so much, Chris. And always fun to catch up with Chris Berman, and this is the day that brings out the best in all of us in the media. Berman loving it. The big boomer going around and doing interviews like the rest of us on the field there with the various players from the Patriots and the Giants. Patriots were first, followed by the Giants on their media time. And from that Patriots session at the beginning, we're going to come up in a couple of minutes with a conversation for you with Julian Edelman. He's really become a catalyst for this Patriots team, a guy who's plugged in at receiver and at defensive back, a Kent State guy where he was a quarterback, also helps out on special teams. So you're going to hear that coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford and coming to you live from Indianapolis, Indiana, the site of Super Bowl 46. We're on Radio Row. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion, Home. Mom, make sure your little receiver catches touchdowns, not a cold. For the best defense against two-hand touch, use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer. Share the moment, not the germs. And carry Purell jelly wraps in purses, backpacks, or in the van so your family can refresh their hands and kill germs on the go. After all, Purell's the brand trusted and used in hospitals. So why not make it the brand trusted and used on Pee-wee gridirons everywhere? Defense! Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Today seems like the world wants everything to be fast. It has to be world record 100 meter dash with a strong... Things need to be so fast we don't even have time for words. OMG, LOL, TTYL. People even rush through the insurance process. Can you quote them? I covered maybe. Who knows? It was so fast. What just happened?
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
All right, we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. And there are lots of interesting folks who play for the Patriots, play for the Giants too, by the way, but interesting stories that have Northeast Ohio ties. One is Julian Edelman, and he is interesting not only because he's a former quarterback at Kent State, but interesting too because wide receiver, since joining the Patriots in 2009, was a wide receiver, used on special teams, and lately he's been seeing work in the secondary of a team that needs all the help it can get in the secondary. Had a chance to talk with Julian Edelman about his multiple roles and how his time at Kent State might have helped that.
How much of your experience as a quarterback at Kent State translates to what you do as both a receiver and a defensive back for the Patriots?
It definitely helps that I was a quarterback. Not to say that I have it all down, but the fact that I could break down a coverage, and when I first got in the NFL, I knew coverage recognition and all that stuff. I may not have been able to run a route when I first got in the NFL or all that, but I could go in mid route and see what the defense was kind of giving us. So that's the only part that's helped. Not to say that I'm an all pro at it, but it's definitely helped.
When you look back on your days as a quarterback, 5'10", how did you sort of envision what your football future might be when you were at Kent State?
I really wasn't. When I was at Kent, I really was not thinking about football in the future. You're so concerned on just trying to get a win over there. You're not really thinking about that, and that's how I've kind of always, lived. Whatever level I'm at, whether it was high school, wasn't thinking about getting recruited. I was just thinking about that, and that's the way I am, and that's the way I will be.
What's allowed you think, to have the success and to become really a go-to guy in more than one way with this football team? What do you think the key to all that has been?
Just taking advantage of opportunity. studying your playbook, stuff like that, working with coaches such as, you know, Scotty O as our special teams coordinator, Chad O'Shea, receivers coach, Billy O'Brien, offensive coordinator, you know, Josh Boyer, defensive coach, you know, working with all those guys, you know, putting in your time and, you know, trying to hide the fact that I've never played those positions.
At any point at Kent State, did you think playing in a Super Bowl was ever going to be in your future? Was that even in your wildest dreams?
I mean, it wasn't I wasn't really thinking about that. Of course, anyone who plays the game of football, you know, this is the ultimate game that you dream about playing. And, you know, I'm extremely excited to have this opportunity.
First time they told you to play defensive back, what did you say? And I know this is kind of an organization where you kind of get on with it or don't, but what was it like when they first said?
Literally, a coach came up to me and said, "You're going to be in defensive meetings." I grabbed my Gatorade, my omelet, and said, "Okay." That simple.
You didn't give it a second thought and say, maybe I don't know if I can do this? Or
you don't give second thoughts around here. No time for that. And, you know, you got to be glad for the opportunity. I mean, I'm definitely still transitioning. But it's been, you know, helpful to have guys that are around me that'll help me out. You know, Gerard Mayo, Kyle Arrington, Devin McCourty, Dig, all these dudes, they make this, they make it a lot easier for me, and, you know, kind of, they play better to kind of hide me away, I think. And the coaches as well, have put in a scheme where, you know, I can comprehend and go out and try to execute.
Have you ever had a wide receiver be surprised by how you are in the defensive backfield, or just not see you coming, or like,
you know, you talk a little bit with the receivers, and, you know, some of them respect your game and some of you don't. You're going to get that anywhere. But you've had your conversation with guys that are like, "Oh, you know, I respect your game. We're doing that, you know."
Julian, there's a Patriots standard, obviously, with 3 Super Bowl wins and so forth and consistent success. But isn't there a Tom Brady standard also that you and other younger players respond to?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's playing with Tom Brady, I mean, makes you better. He's such a perfectionist. You know, he's the way he prepares, the way he's a professional. It's great for younger guys like me to learn. I'm fortunate enough to sit next to him in the locker and, you know, try to do everything he does, because he's a guy, he's going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. So it's definitely, he definitely has a standard, and, you know, it's not always easy to play for a guy like that, because he demands perfection. But you love playing for a guy like that because he does that.
4 years ago. All right, good stuff from Julian Edelman joining us from Media Day. You heard other media, they were getting a little impatient, you know, sticking a mic in. You got to understand, when you get a guy alone there, alone is still being surrounded by about 2,000-3,000 people, not to mention the 7,000 or so that were in the stands watching all of us do these interviews. But fun stuff nonetheless. Coming up next, another media guy, national, highly respected national NFL writer, Don Banks from Sports Illustrated. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast to you from Super Bowl 46, Indianapolis, Radio Row. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to say goodbye.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say kaboom.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valve and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600 only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for cash purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That is Scott Graham, by the way, that voice, you know, from NFL Films. Just visited with him a short while ago. Tremendous guy. And does a lot to help our show out, of course, with those rejoin voicing that he does for us, with that rejoin voicing. And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, which, by the way, presented that earlier segment that we had with Julian Edelman. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now, available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Joined now by Don Banks of Sports Illustrated. Happy to have you with us at Media Day. How many Media Days is this for you?
Somewhere in the mid-20s, 25-ish or so, yeah. It's always sending the clowns day.
That's the thing. It doesn't, it's not conducive to real serious football discussion.
No, journalism is not practiced on Media Day. It's really about survival. It's getting through the media hordes. And of course, this year we have fans involved. The NFL has monetized one last vestige of Media Day that hadn't been monetized. And we're going to have about 7,500 fans here, from what I understand. But yeah, it's more. a exercise in the excess than anything else.
And I'm trying to figure out what the I know having people part of anything regarding Super Bowl you can sell it and they'll go to the NFL experience and the various elements around the game. I'm not really sure what the entertainment value is in watching those of us in the media interview players is all about.
I guess, from the circus quality of Media Day and what it's become over the last, I'd say, two decades. There is a certain entertainment value to the sideshow factor, and I guess they think the fans will enjoy that and can watch as an event that they've seen from afar, seen pictures and video of, unfolds live before their eyes.
What do you think is the best storylines of this Super Bowl?
I actually think, as much as the players and the coaches don't like the legacy question, there's a lot of meat on that bone. I mean, you've got everything from Brady and Belichick able to win a fourth ring together, put themselves in really a separate category. Brady would tie Montana and Bradshaw. Belichick would really be in another league as well. To, you know, the idea of Eli Manning perhaps winning a second ring and vaulting past Big Brother Peyton in that department. Coughlin getting into the two Super Bowl win club, joining Parcells in Giants history. I think there's an awful lot there that either one of these teams, whoever wins, it's going to add a real significant chapter to their legacies.
I think of Tom Brady, and as much as we think of him as a guy who's got it all, done it all, I never get the feeling he thinks of himself that way, that he truly looks at this Super Bowl as a separate entity, separates it from the others that he won, and even the one that he lost, and just in the here and now is saying, okay, I'm here to win this game, and the fact that I've got all the, quote, pelts on the wall doesn't matter.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think he's somewhat unique in that way, and I think the Super Bowl loss 4 years ago so snapped the heads back of the Patriots. They really didn't see that coming. I thought Brady that week, you remember famously, I think Plaxico Burress made a prediction they were only going to score 17 points. Brady was incredulous because that was the most high-scoring team in NFL history. And if anything, I think that loss showed Tom Brady how rare these opportunities are, how he won't be in the Super Bowl every year. It's got to come together. And then going 3 years between playoff wins, I think he really burns with getting this fourth ring, tying Montana and Bradshaw, and really returning to the big confetti shower after a seven-year absence.
Don Banks of Sports Illustrated joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 46 Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium. How awkward is it? It seems like the gigantic million-pound elephant in the room, that this is Peyton Manning's town, this is Peyton Manning's stadium, and there is no Peyton Manning, obviously, in the game, but a guy whose career very well might be over. Just against that backdrop, we really can't lose sight of that, can we?
No, it really is. It is the story that has loomed over the Super Bowl so far. I think it will continue. It's almost like we can't stop talking about the quarterback who's not here. And as much as Eli is a great story and Brady is a great story, Peyton's future really is one of those stories that's going to just be riveting until we know where it's leading. It certainly doesn't look... It doesn't look very optimistic at this point. I mean, you have to be honest and say the lack of any positive developments on his health front leads you in the other direction and believe that there's been some sort of stagnancy or some sort of setback, or his arm strength just simply isn't coming back. And that leads you to believe that the Colts are probably not going to have any other real choice but to part ways with him sometime. Maybe next month, maybe early March before that bonus is due. But I would say the tea leaves right now all look like Indianapolis may be starting to wrap its mind around the idea that this is kind of a divorce that's on the way. And in some strange way, this week is Peyton Manning's perhaps his last big moment in Indianapolis.
and maybe in the NFL, because, I mean, if he doesn't return to play, how much does the NFL miss without Peyton Manning? And asking you that, is there enough to still with existing quarterbacks or with the influx of the Andrew Lux and Robert Griffin that this league is going to be just fine? How big of a hole in the league is there going to be if Peyton Manning doesn't play after this year?
Well, I mean, he has a unique position, but, you know, the train always keeps rolling. A veteran quarterback friend of mine from years ago, Brad Johnson, told me, you know, no matter what you think, when you're gone, the train will keep moving in the NFL. They'll always find new players, new heroes, keep the train rolling. And even in Peyton Manning's case, where he's been really, he really has been the face of the league for about the last 10 years in a lot of ways, it'll be a shock to the NFL system, but I don't think anything could really slow down the league's wild popularity and growth at this point. I think the bigger thing is just the shadow that he will have cast in Indianapolis, and he really is responsible for making this a football town and in part getting this stadium built.
I know you're a guy who pays close attention to, well, all things NFL, but in particular, a guy like Brad Childress, who had his run as a head coach in Minnesota, and then of course before that in Philadelphia, he now joins as an offensive coordinator. He joins the Browns as offensive coordinator. What kind of impact do you expect him to have?
Well, I mean, he's a detailed guy. He's an organized guy. The big question with Brad is, you know, is the play calling front. There's obviously, Andy Reid really kind of handled that in Philadelphia. I'm sure Brad had a lot of input. He was one of Andy's most trusted assistants. But I think other than early on in Minnesota in the 06 season when he called his own plays, he hasn't had a ton of play calling. So I think the question he has to answer is, how does he handle that role on game day, which is going to be his top priority, maybe his only priority on game day. And I think what you're getting is a guy, obviously, who knows how the league works. He can focus on hopefully what he does best. I think in Minnesota, some of the issues that you get on your desk as a head coach, those were the things he tripped over at times in Minnesota and didn't deal with. He doesn't have to worry about those in Cleveland. Those are somebody else's job, and he can hopefully really, you know, take the Browns offense to another level.
Don, great stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Vic.
Don Banks from Sports Illustrated joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis Media Day. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razor by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razor 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/Valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Hi,
Gangriz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hey, thank you so much for spending this portion of your Tuesday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast to you from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46, Indianapolis, Indiana. Chase Blackburn, one of the really interesting stories of this game. Linebacker for the Giants, former University of Akron Zip, and a guy who was out of football, got cut by the Giants, then was sitting out. No takers from anyone else in the NFL. Just hanging out on his couch, thinking about a career maybe in teaching at some point when it looked like there was no football option, but he was keeping himself in shape. And then the call came from the Giants, week 12, and he's now not only on the Giants, he's in the Super Bowl. And we had a chance to talk with Chase about that at Media Day.
Tell the story about your opportunity first and how you were looking to make a living, right, not knowing you were going to be getting back to football.
Well, we went back to Ohio, and I was the middle school, my hometown's middle school game was the last game. It's a night game, and I went to that and was talking to the kids and walking them out of the field and everything. And I ran into one of my old coaches who was a principal at another school, and you know, he said there was a possibility. He asked me if I finished my degree and everything, because I was a secondary math education major, and he asked me if I finished and everything, and I said yeah. And he said, well, there's a, if you, you know, if you're interested, there's a possible opening for a permanent sub or whatever for one of his teachers was going on maternity leave. And you know, I said, obviously I'm interested. I'm out of football right now. I got to work some point, you know. Whenever the career ends, you gotta move on to the next thing. You know, this game's not guaranteed forever. And you know, I was hoping it was at that time. Whether it would be just to teach for this year, that's fine, and I can try to get into a camp next year. I mean, that was my thinking. And we were trying to go through the, you know, process of what I needed to do or whatever to get ready and apply and all the steps I need to take. We weren't there yet, and I got the call from the Giants, and I just texted him right back and I said, look, apologize, but it's because teachers got to wait a little bit longer, and he was happy for me.
How optimistic were you that you were going to get that call? I know you were keeping yourself in shape, but was your mind, had you resigned yourself to the real possibility that you weren't going to be able to get back to the NFL?
You know, not really that. I'd never leave that thinking. I was optimistic. I'm an optimistic person, and I was just hoping that if it wasn't this year, obviously I wanted it to be this year, but as I've gotten later and later in the season, if it wasn't this year, I wanted, you know, to put myself in the best situation to get into a training camp next year, mini camps and off season and whatever you what have you for next year, give myself an opportunity. And I felt like if I could get that opportunity to get into a camp, I could prove what I'm worth as a player and make a team. And that was my thinking.
What do you remember from your, I know you remember it, but what do you take from your Akron experience that allowed you, prepared you to have success and be a starter in the National Football League at some point?
I think, you know, just another thing, that nothing's easy. Coming out of Akron, I went there because they won the MAC the year before, and I wanted to win championships, and that's why I chose to go to Akron. When I was there, we didn't win. They won one the year after, after I left. We had some good teams, but we always seemed to lose the game that could be the deciding factor. And, you know, the thing that probably most prepared me for was just the fact that I knew I didn't want to come short again. I didn't want to fall short again. And obviously we had the ring here, and I'm hoping we'll get another one Sunday, you know.
The injury opened the door for you, but to take advantage of it, what are some of the things that you've brought to the table to allow yourself to be in the starting lineup and help this team get to a Super Bowl?
Just communication, trying to get guys lined up. I try to be a smart football player. I try to put myself in the right positions every time, not make mental errors and things like that. And I think that's really what's helped me out this year, is knowing the game. And I've always played that way. But, just happened to be in the right spots at the right time this year and playing well. Obviously I had some rest and things like that. From the first 7 weeks, I was fresh. When I came, week 12, I was fresh.
The Patriots have such an explosive offense, as you know. You faced them before, had success against them. What are going to be the keys to dealing with them on Sunday?
There's a lot of keys to it. I mean, obviously we have to stop the run first. They've been able to run the ball really well the last few weeks, and we got to shut that down first so they can't get the play-action pass game going, things like that. Let our pass rush get going. Either mix in some blitzes, mix up some coverages, and show different things. Should give them some different looks, and that's what we have to do to win this football game. And our offense has to put up points.
You guys in coverage, I mean, it's not just getting pressure on Brady, but you got to deal with all their assorted weapons, including those great tight ends.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have weapons. They have Brady, they have Gronkowski, they have Hernandez, Wes Welker. I mean, they got guys all over the place. You stop one, they got someone else to go to. That's why I'm saying we have to mix up things. You know, we have to try to just focus on one play at a time, because they're going to hit some things, they're going to get some plays. We just got to move on to the next play and try to win that play.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
And that segment, that conversation with Chase Blackburn, was brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans' deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is a conversation with the one and only John Clayton of ESPN. We'll get his take on Media Day and just get the big picture of the National Football League from Mr. Clayton, the professor. Joining us here as we broadcast live from Indianapolis, Indiana, site of Super Bowl 46 on Radio Row on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up to the fire reads. But it's downright chilly. It's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick.
trip. They love half-price books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half-price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half-price books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpp.com.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That is why I never underestimate a man wearing suspenders. As my bartender pours a fresh-squeezed skinny Ritatini, I return to my ahi tuna sashimi and to business Trinity for $9.50. Fresh and light beginnings surround me, like the quick-fired shrimp kung pao bowl. It invites me to dance its dance of succulence. But the entree I have ordered is a jealous mistress. Kate's Wild Haddock for just $17.90. Wood grilled with lemon basil sauce, this work of art would make a Venetian sculptor quiver. And she arrives. When the bartender returns, he finds me speechless, though my glance says all there is to say. For we both speak the universal language of delicious.
Try our 6-ounce Angler steak, choice sirloin, served with a salad inside, all for just $14.80.
Finally, a sirloin I can call sir. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Sports Time Ohio is your home for MAC basketball. Tonight at 7, the Kent State Golden Flashes visit the Central Michigan Chippewas, live and in high definition. Michael Raka and Steve Mix bring you all the action. Kent State in Central Michigan, tonight at 7, only on Sports Time Ohio.
Everyone's doing it. They're taking the Conrad's Challenge and getting the best price on their new tires. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear Dunlop tires when purchased with your Goodyear credit card. If you want to pay less for tires, then take the Conrad's Challenge.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And we welcome you back to Super Bowl 46 to Radio Row in Indianapolis. Had a chance to catch up with John Clayton, the professor, one of the very best in our business of covering this National Football League. And we covered a lot of ground because it is media day, and having one of the best media voices join us. And take a listen.
With John Clayton of ESPN joining us now, this is how many Super Bowl media days for you?
30-some. I can't remember. I think it was like 32 or 33, somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's what mine is, so I think that's yours. Yeah. I think we're equal on that one, having started in this business together. John, the matchup, about as good as it could be for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because I think these teams just match up perfectly well because, you know, and you've seen certain matchups like that, Pittsburgh-Dallas through the years. You know, they meet in the preseason, so they know each other real well. You know, that you can see that all the games are tight. Both have fourth quarter comeback quarterbacks. And even though the games may start a little slow, they finish great. And I know Chris Morton and I were debating it yesterday. He thinks the Giants are going to have a 10-point lead. I just think it's going to be like we've seen the last few games where it's like it's going to be, okay, Eli gets one touchdown drive, Tom Brady gets one fourth quarter touchdown drive, Eli gets it, and then who gets the ball last is going to determine who's going to win the game. I just think both quarterbacks are so good, and both offenses are that good.
Do you think either quarterback has more to prove than the other, only from the standpoint that for Brady, this has been a little while since he's won a Super Bowl, and for Eli, the whole Peyton thing and playing in Big Brother's, the house that Big Brother built, that whole storyline, which guy has more to prove?
Probably Eli, even though you can switch and say Tom. I'd say Eli, just from the standpoint, okay, he's won one Super Bowl. Can he win two Super Bowls? Because now all of a sudden, he's on Phil Simms' turf, and you know, if some of the better quarterbacks like that. And we are. Tom Brady's going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He's the best quarterback in this era. I mean, he's already won three Super Bowl rings, and so he's already established what he is. But also, the other thing as far as Tom Brady is what he wants to be, because you know he wants to erase the memory of losing to Eli Manning, and to think that he could lose two Super Bowls to Eli Manning, which is very possible, you know, he has a lot to show in this one. But, you know, Tom Brady's already established as the best quarterback, at least of this era, so that's not going to change. Eli has more to gain because now he can move up the ranks of the great quarterbacks of this era.
Did the fact that the Patriots got here with such a poor defense And for the most part, the Giants' defense statistically isn't overwhelming either. And you had Green Bay in the tournament as well. The fact that those teams have done well, has that changed any trending when you talk with folks around the league to sort of say, all right, maybe our emphasis and efforts to build great defense doesn't really matter as much as we thought it did?
Well, I think the one thing we saw during the playoffs, I mean, there was an effort to try to get more complete teams in. I think we saw that particularly in the divisional round with the Saints being so one-dimensional, throwing the ball 63 times. And then you saw that Pittsburgh wasn't able to beat the Denver Broncos or in the first round. But I think what you've seen now, and this is really kind of a repeat of 2009, you know, the stat that was going into the Super Bowl, nobody's won a Super Bowl or gone to the Super Bowl giving up more than 359 yards a game. That was New Orleans and the Indianapolis Colts. And so now here comes the second worst secondary in the history of the league, you know, giving up what they've given up, Green Bay topping it more. And then you've got the Giants, who are the 27th ranked defense. And so it still shows. I mean, it's still passing and it's still fourth quarter. Although I think, you know, complete teams kind of showed in the divisional rounds. In this round, it's still about the quarterbacks. And you still have to have a great quarterback to go all the way through and get to a Super Bowl.
John Clayton of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Super Bowl 46. We're over at Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium. John, Tom Coughlin, such a great story because he's the guy who's always sort of surviving, always on the brink. And I guess for this Super Bowl, probably maybe from the media's perspective, maybe from the public's perspective, the more sympathetic guy of the two. And they're hardline guys, both Coughlin and Bill Belichick. But his story, I think, is maybe, if we can use this term, warm and fuzzier than Belichick.
Yeah, it really is, because, I mean, you know, he's such a disciplinarian, and sometimes it looks like he's a little anal in what he does. I mean, for example, if you go over to the Marriott, you find out that the curfew is not 12. It's 11:55. You have to start 5 minutes before the curfew. That's just typical Tom Coughlin. But also, too, it just shows you what a great coach this guy is. And I thought it was very fitting this year that the Wayne Weaver, the Jacksonville owner who sold the team, you know, said, my biggest mistake was letting Tom Coughlin go. Well, every year, Tom Coughlin seems to be fighting for his job. Now he's 65, going on 66. You know he's going to get an extension. But, you know, there was a thought, okay, is this Bill Cowher's job? You know, Bill Cowher would love, I think, to be, you know, the coach of the New York Giants at some point. But the more Tom Coughlin keeps getting the chance, the more he keeps, you know, getting that 1 year extension. You know, I think what, 5.25, now you know it's going to be 5.5, and you know he's unfortunately going to still be on that year by year basis. But let's put it this way, year by year, this guy's a great coach.
It's early in Super Bowl week. I know a lot of things can happen, but so far the reviews of how Indianapolis has handled this thing, how this thing is set up, the convenience, we're over at the JW Marriott, the media center is there, everything pretty much walking distance. I know we took buses to come over to the stadium, but really this would be a walk on a nice day like this. In general, your thoughts on how this Super Bowl has come together for Indy and whether it's a sustainable thing that you could see return Super Bowls?
Yeah, I can see a return because I think this is the easiest Super Bowl I've ever covered as far as just convenience. I mean, the only thing that we have is a 1 mile ride to the Patriots Hotel. We could walk it. I mean, it's 1 mile. And then, of course, you just go right across the street for the Giants. And how convenient is that? I mean, we're hardly outside. I mean, now everything's connected. Everything is in good shape. I think it's fantastic from that standpoint. What's going to be interesting to see how suffocating it might get as the week goes on when the fans start coming in, because, I mean, everybody's going to be crowded around the same areas. That might be a little bit of a nuisance. But I think overall, when you talk about how well run it is, it's been fantastic.
Great stuff, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
John Clayton of ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns.
Ask Vic, our feature where I get to answer your questions that you post to the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Dale, via Facebook, asks, how likely are the Browns to trade the number 4 overall draft pick for extra choices? I don't know about the level of likelihood, but it's on the table. It's a possibility. It's a possibility because, again, Tom Heckert has the history of being open to doing the wheeling and dealing. And I think the Browns are going to be open for business to put that number 4 pick out there and see what they can get. And you got 9 choices, and when you get 9 choices and you have a chance to maybe end up with 11 or 12 or 13 or some for next year, you might consider doing that, especially if there isn't the guy there that you absolutely positively have to have. So a decision like this can be made in advance of the draft, conditional on what happens during the course of the draft. Jack asks via Facebook, how is it that the Browns are going to adjust their offensive line to give Colt McCoy more time in the pocket, and what will they do about the receivers? They have decent receivers, but they could do better and spend if they spend their money right. And Jack, the answer is this: adjustment necessarily schematically, I don't see. I think it's experience that has to be gained, particularly from those interior linemen. We know the story there, but I also think it's a combination of, you know, the route running and the scheme and the offense. How we'll see what happens as more guys are more familiar with what this team is doing, and then having a Brad Childress there, having his presence as offensive coordinator to reinforce a lot of what Pat Shurmur has placed foundationally, and let's see where they go with that. Andrew, you know, what is the position that we're going to draft with that number four pick? Again, if they hang on to it, Andrew, it's offense, I believe. I'm not ruling out completely that the best cornerback on the board there wouldn't be considered, but I do think it's offense, and I think anything is possible from quarterback to offensive lineman, yes, wide receiver. I'm gonna put those three spots in my basket of possibilities. All right, we are going to thank several people. We've got to thank Chris Berman and Julian Edelman, Don Banks, Chase Blackburn, Michelle Manzo, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Will Burge. He's coming up next on 3 Deep. He's sitting right next to me here and has been a great help to us here at Super Bowl 46. And, of course, our producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night from Super Bowl 46 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.